Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie and that's Ben over there. Hello, Benjamin.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
I'm good. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Married to Medicine Day. Also, the Crappies are February 27th. We've sold out the LA tickets, but there are live streaming tickets available at watchwhatcrappens.com. That's also where you can find links to our Patreon, where you go for video recaps like this one here. Hi. And newsletter. That's free if you want to sign up for a weekly newsletter. That's free for everybody. Crappy Hour is also free on there every other Monday night. Tonight is live with Elizabeth Day, who is from the How to Fail podcast. She's amazing and hilarious and a good friend of ours. So we're happy to have her. And join us everywhere that you possibly can. Also, don't forget to vote. Round two of voting, which is the final round for the Golden Crappies, went up today. Go vote for best show, best villain, most slanderous, best DJ, best supporting, all kinds of good stuff. You'll find that voting link over at watchwhatcrappens.com. Your vote matters, okay?
It does.
There's one area in life where your vote matters.
And guess what? We're about to recap Married to Medicine, which earned a nomination for Best Show of the Year. So how about that? Real quickly, want to give a shout out to the podcast Pod Meets Twirled, which is part of the Pod Meets World dynasty. I was on there talking about Real Housewives and the Traitors with the wonderful hosts Ryder Strong and Will Friedle, who you may remember from Boy Meets World. That's the whole Danielle Fishel, you know, Will Friedle, Ryder Strong podcast situation. So if you loved that show growing up, like, go check out that podcast. It was super fun to go on there and talk with them and spreading the word about Real Housewives to two guys who haven't really dabbled much into the genre. And hopefully I've made some converts. So thanks very much for having me.
I did not have to bring the word to Justin Martindale, but I did anyway. I went to his podcast, Just Saying. Justin Martindale's a really funny guy. So go check that out. And thanks everybody for having us on your shows. We sure love it.
Seriously. Thanks. Spread the love. Listen to these shows that have been so gracious to have us on. And, you know, we love all of our pod friends. So that being said, let's get into some Married to Medicine.
It's a big, big time in Married to Medicine land because you know what's coming up. The Med Ball Gala. It's huge, guys. It's huge. Everybody knows about it. Everybody is dying to be there, get an invite, get some money to the Med Ball.
I'm waiting for my invitation.
Yeah, huge time. It's so big that they don't start planning it until less than 2 weeks before. It's much like the Crappies.
I was about to say, we're definitely not ones to talk.
This is the biggest event in Atlanta history. Let's start planning it 4 days before. Sound good?
I know. Contessa, do you still have those balloons from your birthday?
So yeah, exactly. And you know what? This is very important. Let's put Toya in charge. Okay. Come on now.
Yeah. But it's very funny. So we're still in Miramar, Florida, and which is funny because they're going to go on the couple trip like next week. And Contessa is trying to get the whole crew together because they are going to be going off to go on an evening cruise, etc. So the Contessa's gathering the troops, and she's just, you know, as like, hey, Simone, like, you're just wearing your bra and panties now. Like, where's Cecil? Come get your wife. It's like, get him. Come get me. Come get Cecil's never going to show up. He does nothing.
So she's happy, you know, to be in the mom role. This is Contessa. She's loving this role. And I kind of love her in this role where she's just the one who's like, ladies, you're like my little ducklings. Okay, everybody come. We need to be on time for the boat. I kind of like that. And are we going to have a talk and try and get things together? I think this is the best version of Contessa.
Yeah. So they're loading up into two different vehicles now that Simone and Heavenly have called a truce, and they're debating what's in store for them. Brandy is like, what kind of boat do you think it's going to be? And Jackie's like, well, we've had all kinds. And we see a montage of their various and sundry boats.
They have had some crazy boats on this one. Oh my gosh. My favorite was the pontoon when they're like, what? We're on a pontoon? Someone's like, yes, I got us a pontoon. And Toria says, the less expectation you have, the more pleased you're going to be. Just don't expect anything. Yeah. So we've arrived. So Contessa fakes them out by showing them a tiny little boat. She's like, here we go, guys. Like, oh, hell no. That's a tugboat. I know a tugboat when I see one. I'm not getting on that.
Yeah. And like that speaks to the varying quality of boats they've had in the past where Contessa can point out this tugboat and people would be like, for real? Is that what's happening this season? Is the budget also, that cut? Yeah.
Also, we learn that Quad never finishes movies because she goes, oh, I didn't sign up for the Titanic just to end up on a tugboat.
No, the tugboat never got to the Titanic, Quad. Didn't happen.
And so, the Titanic didn't end that well, you know? I signed up for the Titanic. Watch the rest of the movie, Quad. Watch the rest of the movie.
Yeah. Wherever you are. So just a Quad stopping at the end of the movie. So Contessa's just joking, guys, and they're going to a different boat called the Soy Luna. And they get on, and the captain's name is Captain Morgan. He's like, yep, that's my real name. I have to do that joke every time. Getting kind of sick of it.
God, this guy has enough charisma to marry Madison on Southern Charm. He's like, hi, my name is Captain Morgan. Yeah. That's my real name. I can prove it with a birth certificate if you want. Please come onto the boat.
You know, I feel like if he's upset at people being like, just like the rum, that's his own fault because he chose to be a man of the sea. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm already just like preemptively getting mad at him. I'm like, listen, I don't want to hear any change. Of this.
You're at the courthouse. You're like, I deny your name change, Captain Morgan. Right? You're stuck with it. Change
your profession instead. Okay. Don't come cluttering up our court system with these silly, frivolous things.
So they love this boat. This boat's a lot better. And Mimi's like, oh, it's giving exclusivity. You guys are about to meet somebody new, and her name is Boat Mimi. Watch out.
Boat Mimi. Yeah, I love those exclusive boat experiences in glamorous Miramar, Florida. So there, Toya goes up to the bar and she orders a drink and she's like, oh, I brought my own drink. She's like, I brought my own. She says that she needs to have some sort of vodka drink because tequila, I'm sorry, no, she needs tequila because vodka makes her too, gets her too drunk. And we do see a flashback at some point of Toya falling off of last year's boat because she had too much vodka.
It's funny how everybody's body works different because I feel like the reputation for vodka is to be the easiest one and tequila is the one that makes people crazier. But
I don't understand how there's any difference in terms of how it reacts to your body. It's still all alcohol. It's the same kind of alcohol. It's alcohol is alcohol. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just kind of feel like when people say, I can't drink tequila, it does crazy things to me. But vodka I can do. I'm like, isn't it the same amount of like alcohol entering your system more or less? I just don't get it.
They work on you different for sure. I'm much different when I have had a lot of tequila than I am when I've had a lot of vodka. Not in a great way.
I need to look it up. Yeah, I just feel like every time someone says it, I feel like I'm like, it just can't be. I feel like this is just a story we tell ourselves. But the truth is, if you have vodka or tequila, I feel like it's the same ultimately, right? Am I crazy?
I don't know, man. Now we go back to the guys. I'm so glad we're getting a guys hanging out scene. We've really needed it this season. Gosh, I really wonder what the men think on this show. And we're going to find out. So Scott has had glaucoma surgery. And so he's got sunglasses, which kind of explains, I guess, the sunglasses inside the other day. I was like, why is he sitting inside wearing sunglasses in his bed? What the hell's wrong with this guy? I think he had surgery. I wish they would have told me. Before I acted what, like does a he jackass. Have some
sort of, does he have some sort of degenerative eye disease? Come on, man.
What are you, a movie star in your own home? Calm down, sir. I got all mad.
I know. We're such glaucoma assholes.
Glaucoma haters.
So he has glaucoma.
I've got
so
floaters. You don't see me walking around here in sunglasses.
So Contessa is guiding him. I'm not Contessa. Contessa says that Curtis is his emotional support animal. He's like, yes. He's like, Curtis is the big red dog. So they're playing darts, which, of course, that's the best thing you should do.
That's what you should give a blind person. A sharp object to throw through a filled restaurant.
Yeah, so he starts throwing darts. He does pretty well, actually. In fact, he does better than most of them. They're like, we can't have the blind guy win. So then Eugene is like, so who's taking care of the house? Because Contessa's gone. What are you going to do? There's no woman to run the household. How are the kids going to survive?
Well, I got lucky with teenagers and ride shares. Yeah, we're going to ride share this out. We're going to ride share it out.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So they're talking about who has the youngest kids. It's Steve and Shamar. And Steve's like, yeah, you know, I'm going through it. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm getting my butt kicked. God, it's rough between trying to manage the practice while she's not there and the kids. I mean, I'm outnumbered. But I know one thing when she gets back, I'm taking a trip somewhere. Women are used to being outnumbered. Let the woman deal with being outnumbered. I've been outnumbered for 5 minutes. I'm taking a three-week trip to Europe. Fuck this.
Yeah, this is so hard. And they're like, we know where you're going to go. It's like, he's like, where? The Louis shop. Ha, ha, ha. Insert like sitcom laughter there. And then like Eugene is like, hey, King. So 15 a week, huh? You're still down a couple, huh? Still getting laid 15 times a week? He's like, no, I'm getting a break. My average has been going down. Like, oh, yeah? Now you're just like the rest of us. Ha, ha, ha. Laugh track. So Chris is like, well, welcome to the real world. Laugh track. He's like, nah, with all the IVF and hormone treatment, I mean, it's going to dip down a little bit, guys. Like, oh, yeah.
So they ask him about the process, the IVF process. And he's like, well, we're waiting on results right now from the eggs being fertilized to see how they develop. So we're going to move forward maybe, or we're going to have to see if we're going to start over again. Thanks for asking, guys. This has been fun. Yeah. This is a real fun, high-energy game of darts.
You know, quads offer drugs now, but it's just like that waiting period, you know, like being anxious. It's just a lot more fragile. You know how women are. They're like, yeah, women. Am I right, guys? So fragile. So then we go back to this sunset cruise and Contessa's like, is everybody happy? We've been together for like, what, 3 days? And I just feel like we've really bonded because like we hadn't before we left Atlanta. Like, because like, I mean, like, look how we started. Because remember, Simone and Heavenly, they didn't even like each other. And now they like each other. And so then Heavenly and Simone sort of like cuddle up on each other. And Contessa's like, I mean, look at that. Look, they're right next to each other. Look. So Heavenly kisses Simone, but Simone moves her face. And so they kiss on the lips. And then, you know, gay panic ensues where Simone's like, oh my God, she kissed me on the lips. Ew, gross.
Am I supposed to be okay with this?
And they're like, oh, are you not? She's like, no, I am not. She goes, well, they're going to be sleeping together by tonight, guys, just so you know. Okay, Simone, you're okay with it, right?
I'm okay with lips.
So this is a pretty huge reaction. And Simone's like, a kiss is not going to remove the damage that's done. I am not going to repair anything, sweetie. Sealed with a kiss that our friendship is over, maybe.
So you guys are comfortable with us being in the same space together? And Simone's like, no, you need to be asking her, not me.
Oh, point is taken.
So Quad's like, can we just dance tonight? I just really want to dance. So they dance. They're up on top of the boat. They're dancing and they're having a great time. So let's go check back in on the guys playing darts.
I can't wait. Hope they're twerking.
Yeah.
So King's like, I wonder what the ladies are up to right now. Flossing. They're flossing. Plain and simple, Eugene. Like, Toy and her flossing, you know.
Heavenly probably is literally flossing. And so King is.
Dental health is important. Floss.
Well, I went to Kwai's house when she was packing and she was giving me a rundown and apparently they all have problems with Toya. And Eugene's like, whoa, my wife? Really? Toya? Who would have problems with Toya? She's a peach.
Yeah, I tried to defend her and apparently she wasn't supporting very heavily at her campaign event. Eugene's like, well, she went. So what are we even talking about? But she didn't wear the shirt. So they're all complaining about it. But like, that should be Heavenly's issue. And King is like, yeah, but apparently they all have an issue with it. Women, am I right?
And Damon's like, Heavenly's going to earn the support of everybody because she's the truth. So whether she supports her now or she supports her later or she never supports her, I'm not going to take it personal.
Eugene's like, well, I will say this after that very stirring monologue. Toya and Heavenly have had a tumultuous relationship, especially of late, and I think it's a big step just to show up. And Damon's like, hey, that's why I'm saying what I'm saying, guys. Like, yeah, guys. And so King sums it all up by saying, well, I agree with everything Dr. Damon said, and I think if you're speaking from a place of logic, and these women are illogical. Women. Oh, women, they're so silly.
Yeah, I'm glad King's on his way out. He's always bugged me. I'm glad he's out of there.
Yeah, he's got
so it. Now the back to the ladies on the cruise. Heavenly's like, Contessa, are we going to play any games or anything? I mean, what have we got? What have we got going on today? And she's like, well, we can. And she's like, well, I'm down for some games. How about this? We'll play a political game because there's some hard questions out there about politics or anything that's going on in the world. So you can just ask me a question and I can tell you the truth. And they're like, town hall. Okay, a town hall. Let's do it at a town hall. Could you take us to a parking lot? Take us to a parking lot somewhere, please. This is very, very serious.
Toya's like, I don't want to play. And so Condessa's like, oh, you're so damn fragile. I don't know if this is good. She's like, I'm not fragile. Okay. I'm ready for any questions. Okay. I'm going to view not as my friends, but as constituents that really have concerns. Okay. So Brandy's like, okay. What do you say to the constituents in District 93 that are concerned with your history as a reality TV star who has argued, yelled, fought, done all these things? Because people look to their political leaders and have certain morals and certain standards. So what do you say to that?
Everything I've done and said, and I cannot take that away because your mama certainly is no one with low standards, but that's just who I am, and that's who I'm you're voting for, and I definitely have morals and standards. I'm not a felon, and I know who I am. That's preparing me for where I want to go, and that's just toughening me up.
I would just like to say that the people of District 93 are ugly. All of y'all are ugly. How dare you?
Don't come to me with that bullshit. I'm just saying, that's just a me be me.
Jackie says, okay, who's your political mentor? She goes, I have several. Quad Webb Lunsford is one. And Quad's like, oh, I'm not married to that man. I haven't been married to that man in years. Why would you call me Quad Lunsford? She's like, oh, shit, girl, I messed up. Okay, I'm sorry. Come on back now. Now, Quad Webb is an excellent resource. It's like, I thought that everybody was just so shocked that you would pick Quad because Quad has nothing to do with politics and never has. But I like that answer didn't even ruffle anybody. They're like, yeah, no, Quad Webb. Now there's an answer. There's a good one. She's like, what an excellent resource. She's a hot person that knows how to, well, she's hot and she's fine, but she's a person that's very passionate. And not only that, she is a great speaker. Somebody that I've seen her work. I've seen her speaking one time in an argument. She said, haberdashly doodly pie. Now it made a very big difference in the district.
Jackie is just sitting to the side. She's like, well, as a political mentor, I was thinking Kamala Harris. So Angel's like, I have a question. How are you the most qualified? She's like,
well, I run a multi-million dollar business. This is business, right? I've done payroll. I've hired people. I've been a mother. If you've been a mother and a wife, you can do anything. I have a vested interest in this area because I have a business. And I'm a dentist. I've seen teeth. People with teeth, those are important people. So when you clean teeth, it's like cleaning a neighborhood. So that's why I think I'm qualified.
You really get to know somebody when you're in their gums. That's why I should be. You have a problem with it?
And like no one is taking this seriously. And Jackie's just like paying attention to Toya's YSL purse. And so Heavenly's like,
yes, because we do dental screenings and we can do dental pediatric work and... basically, we can give dental work to all the people. That's my platform, dentistry.
Okay, Dr. Kimes, Contessa here. I follow you on all major platforms, and I've seen you display a lot of emotion, mostly anger, okay, on YouTube. You come after someone named Contessa and her marriage a lot, okay? And she has popcorn in her movie room painted on the wall. So it's pretty disrespectful. Do you plan to persecute or destroy people who don't support you or the ones who maybe oppose you or ask you difficult questions?
Well, I will be passionate as I want to be because people are dying. People are dying.
Oh, well, that okay. Wasn't the question. I asked you if you will retaliate against people. She's like,
listen, you're being very rude. You're being very nasty, and I'm not going to answer that question anymore. Because you see, you might be a little bit of a low IQ individual, but I'm not sure because I'm just going to move on because I just really care about this jurisdiction right now.
Contessa's like, okay, all right. Well, looks like we're almost back. We can truly say that we had a girls' trip, right, everyone? This town hall was fun. Did everyone have a fun time with this? Right? And they're like, this is so boring.
Yeah. So they go back to the villa. Contessa calls Scott and checks in with him. Angel is ready to go home. Or Brandy is like, get me the hell out of here. I'm ready to go home. Okay.
They all hated that cruise, by the way. They all thought it was so boring. Well, actually, they thought it was like, okay. But then when Heavenly started doing her town hall, Toya's like, this is so boring. Why am I even here? I don't even understand why I'm here. This is so silly. They're just like, this is ridiculous. You're not going to win your thing. So back at the villa, Contessa calls up Scott and he is, it's, I guess the next day. And Scott is, he says that Lauren's making him a turkey sandwich. She's like, great. Okay. That's exciting. Well, I'm packing. So I'll see you soon. Sounds like you had a tough time over there, Scott, with your turkey.
So they all gather to have some breakfast. And Toya is like, well, I'm sorry, but there's a very important matter on the table because it's the Met Gala. It's the Met Gala. We're going to push the date because we found the beautiful location. It's just not large, okay? Because it's next week. So that's why we changed the location. It's like, what are you,
yeah,
are you changing the locations a week before? What is going on?
I know. So Jackie tells us, initially the Met Gala was to bring the medical community together, but as it would have happened, it's grown and morphed into something bigger, and Toya did not fully participate in the last two Met Galas, and we see, like, last year, she was like, I donated one!
Yeah, like, they say, because Heavenly got up there, and she's like, well, I just want to thank all the people that we've donated today for this Met Gala, and all the people that didn't, Toya didn't give anything, you guys. That's Heavenly's speech. I like that no matter when Heavenly gives a speech, she's gonna take a moment to dunk on Toya.
I know, seriously. So basically they've made Toya the chairperson so that way she can see how hard it is and that like donating a case of wine is just like not enough.
Yeah. So Toya's like, okay, well, the artist is coming over to the new location, and so she's going to address it because it's going to be fantastic. And I've started selling tickets, and people are so excited about going. They don't really know what it's going to be because the tickets say a different date and a different location. But, you know, I was able in a week to come up with $8,000. And the biggest question is, how much do you want to give towards the event? And Contessa's like, well, if we sold 250 tickets, we don't have to contribute anything, right? And Toya's like, but we got to pay for things up front, though. And Quan's like, well, did you put your own money up from last year? How much did you pay out of your pocket? And Jackie's like, oh, no, I paid for everything. Troy's like, well, I think the difference between last year and this year, Quan, if you want clarification, is that last year was their event that they threw, but this year it's all of it. It's all of our event. I'm like, no. And Heavenly goes, bitch, that's where you fucked up. You fucked up real bad. You fucked up real bad, Toya. That's not true, Toya.
That's where you got it wrong. It was our event. It was all hurdly-durdly. And that's what we're trying to explain to you, that it's always been our event, Toya.
So Toya's like, oh, Heavenly, there's no need to talk. Because Heavenly's like, I will speak on this. It was always our event as a collective, but you had two people at the helm of it, the big dogs, the big boys.
Guys, let's break it down again. There's no need to do this. Let's break it down.
She's like, well, I have something to tell you. Your scene is over now, by the way.
Quad's like, we have to go to the airport soon, so I need to have this scene. So even though we didn't resolve anything with Toya, and she's like, but wait, I get off Thursday med ball.
No, we're going to have a hard pivot into something very serious right now.
It was like, crazy. Oh. She's like, wait a minute, but the med gala. What's wrong, Quad?
So Quad tells them about her IVF process and how they've been working hard and that none of the eggs made it. It's very sad, very emotional, and they all feel very bad for her, and they are hugging her and crying, and they're very sympathetic, and they come together. And Jackie's saying how it's hard for her because she wants to maintain her doctor role and keep a straight face, but like, and not be emotional or drop a tear. But like, as a friend, her heart is really breaking. And so Quad is, it really is heartbreaking because Quad is saying, I feel so stupid because for the years that I had where I could have frozen my eggs, I didn't. And Jackie, you told me over and over and over again, and I didn't do it. I missed the mark. And Jackie's like nodding, like, oh, yeah, I know. But at the same time, she's like, look, don't go backwards. Just go forwards. It's all okay. But it's like, it's really sad to hear Quad beat herself up over that. Like, you know, you don't know. So she really thought she was never going to have a baby. For years and years, she always said she didn't want babies. So it's just, it's sad for her.
And Jackie's like, okay, I'm going to give you a discount. I'm going to quit taking your $90 copay. How do you feel about that?
Here's a vibrator.
So they talk about, like, we're girls and we're a group and this is what we're here for, Contessa's giving her. We are friends and we are sisters and this is why we're all together. Look at us now. And Toya's like, Contessa, I love this, but we got to get on the flight. Okay. So now they return home. And everybody goes home. Mimi says hi to the kids and all that. Simone sees Cecil. And she's like, Cecil, what are you doing, boo? Drinking. What else is Cecil ever doing? He's fucking getting shit-faced. That's what he does. He's a drunk.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'll make you a drink. And she's like, I need an extra shot. And then Toya goes to Jackie's office. And she's like, oh, wow, nice scrubs. And Jackie's like, well, I've asked Derek Blanks to do a photo shoot with my scrubs.
She's like, I love Derek Blanks.
So Jackie is, she's saying that she, too, has designed some fancy scrubs.
Jackie is now just going to steal from the new girl and not even blink an eye. How dare you? How dare you, ma'am? I will say that her scrubs do look really nice. They look very classy. Really nice.
They look very, very classy. I feel like ever since Figs came around, everyone's like, wait a second, we can do this. So she's going to make her scrubs let you go from clinic to cocktail. I'm like, well, let's not get too crazy. Although, really, if there's anything that could help Daddy along, that would be great.
I was going to say, what is this, just for Eugene?
He's been doing clinic to cocktail for many years now.
I just wanted to make sure that you could go from scrubs to 70s party. Eugene will always have something to wear.
I'm surprised that Daddy did not get married in scrubs. So
do we have proof that he didn't?
That's true. So basically, Jackie is arranging, like, it's going to do this photo shoot with Derek Blanks. Derek Blanks, who's been around, I feel like, since the beginning of, like, Real Housewives of Atlanta. He's been doing photo shoots for Atlanta casts for years and years and years. So he's back.
And she's like, well, you know, some girls have scrubs as well, but my scrubs are for every woman. They're for every woman, and I know a woman's body. I'm like, you are going to make those for a popsicle stick because all you've done is fat shame any woman that's not like a size zero and full of muscles. So you're going to have one size fits all, and it's going to be only your size. I'm calling it now.
So then they start talking about this gala, and Toya's like, she's like, I was yelling at someone because, like, why is our website not done? And she's like, now, wait a second. Wait, who are you yelling at? Okay, because this isn't a joke. You can't be yelling at people. So go on. Say that, Jackie. Say, Jackie, I see what you had to go through. How many people do we think we're going to invite? She's basically saying, like, now you know, it's much harder than you thought it was. Right, Toya? She's like, well, I think it'll be about 200 people coming. She's like, okay, well, I'm going to bring them. I'll bring up the bank so we can make sure we answer all the people, you know, and all the requests that they have and everything like that. And Toya's like, yeah, we're going to do that. Let's look at the website. I want to show you what we did with the website. So they go to the website and there's like a picture of Jackie and Toya on there and no one else. And Jackie's like, girl, you're going to get us in trouble. What are you doing? You can't just have just the two of us here.
Yeah. She's like, I think you forgot to include the other girls. Because no, nobody put together a foundation. Nobody puts together a website. We did it. We came in. We did all this work. And now they're saying they want to do something. I mean, you came up with the name of it. That's right. This year, it's the original Met Gala Foundation. Different from last year's Met Gala Foundation. All those copycats. Watch out. It's truly originated with all of us. So I want to make sure that everybody is included because people work more when they feel included.
Okay, I guess I'll change it. I'll say that they're a part of it. But let's be clear, only Simone, Contessa, and Heavenly responded.
Okay, so not Quad?
No, Quad did not respond, so she can't be on it.
No, we have to have Quad.
Okay.
We're going to do that. Okay, she's like, well, now that would be good for Heavenly. Okay, then maybe we'll make Quad the secretary.
They're like, okay. So then we go to Quad's house. And she's saying that since she learned about the egg retrieval, that it didn't take, it's been really rough, and that her relationship with King has shifted a bit, and there's, like, not the same kindness as there used to be.
Oh, yeah, because this is terrible. So she's making food for him, and she's like, is it warm enough? Is it warm enough? Are your eggs warm enough? And he's like, not many eggs for you, huh? Ugh. What a fucking pig. Wild. Fuck this guy.
Wild. It's like, someone happened on the girls' trip. She's like, well, the house is beautiful, and I think Contessa did a really good job. I gotta tell you, Heavenly didn't come the first day. Based on what happened at Angel's event between her and Simone, she wasn't coming at all. And then Heavenly's show ended up popping up, and then her and Simone had a heart-to-heart. And he goes, I'm about to be done with this food, so can we get to the good part? I'm like, excuse me, you asked what happened, and this is what happened.
And you're not almost done with that food? It's a mound. It's a mound of food, sir, that she made you.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And she's like, well, what would make this more exciting for you, King? And he's like, anything exciting? Well, I did tell them about the IVF thing, and it was in the middle of an argument. And I was like, y'all, just stop, you know, just stop. And he's like, let me guess, you started crying a river.
Yeah, he's really being so condescending.
He's the worst. He's pissing me off. So he's like, you know, come on. So he feels like now he stepped too far. I think the egg thing, he should have just gone to bed, like right after the egg comment. And he's like, okay, well, I'm just making fun of you. You know that. But how are you dealing with it? All fun and jokes aside, but it's really going to be hard to do that. She's like, well, I've taken losses. He goes, but you bounce back, right? And so she's saying she gets better every day and she's just going to try and be positive. And he asks if she wants to try again. And she says that she needs like a break. And she needs a month or two to think about it.
Yeah.
Sounds like we need a vacation.
Everyone keeps saying this on that, this show. They're like, guess we need a vacation. You got, first of all, Quiet and all of them, they just came from vacation. I guess we need a vacation. And she goes, well, yes, everyone could come together. You know, everybody was supportive. By the way, can I have a little bit of your fish? He's like, but you know, you always complain to me about eating your food. Yes, but you automatically take your fork and dig right into it. What I did was respect that it was your food and I asked, so may I please have a bite? He's like, we'll see. And she's like, oh, you
don't worry. I'm losing my appetite for fish.
She's like, I was just asking for a bite and now you're making it a thing. I don't want it anymore.
And I made this food. I made it.
Or at least ordered it.
Whatever.
Either way,
Jackie goes to her photo shoot with Derek Blanks. So let me see. You're shooting Blanks? Let's talk about this. It's like, okay. That's enough of that. Put on your scrubs, lady. So he's like, let's start off with you in the center. You're going to be throwing the clothes, okay? The women beside you will be changing into outfits. Just throw them at them. Try and hit them in the head.
Derek Blanks really likes, he really loves that thing that people do on social media, which is like 1985 camcorder tricks, where in like one moment you're just like dressed like in your pajamas, and then you like put your hand over the lens and we come back, you're like in a tuxedo, or like you jump and then suddenly there's like a shirt on you and you jump again, there's a hat on you. Like it's basically like pressing pause, costume change, pressing on pause. He's like, okay, so that's what we're gonna do. You're gonna throw the scrubs and they're just, I'm gonna press pause and then we'll put Angel in the scrubs, we'll press play and then she'll be in the scrubs.
That's why you make the big bucks, Derek Blank. So she's like, you know, today I've asked the one and only Derek Blanks to do a photo shoot for my new scrub line called Dues, which is only weeks ago. It's only weeks from debut. Dues.
It's a real doozy.
Jack, it's not the best with titling.
Dues. I don't understand dues. Like, you paid your dues. I get it. But like also dues. Dues. I don't know if I want my brand to sound like deuces. So she's asked Quad and Heavenly and Toya to be part of the photo shoot. Simone's on a call. And Jackie's like, and who knows about calls better than me? So she can't make it. I was like, you can just say she's on call. We get it. So they show up. The women are showing up for this. And they're trying on the scrubs. And they like it. And they're Toya's arriving and asking if she needs to have jewelry on or whatever. And so they're all just getting ready to do this photo shoot.
Yeah. So Heavenly's like, now I know why they lick models real thin. Now I know why they like them real thin and tall, because this stuff looks pretty like that. I mean, I don't know about this. And Quad's like, Contessa is stunning and the body is, oh God, I would like to hire Heavenly as a model if she smiled something stinky, you know, trash bag commercial, you know, maybe that you could hire Heavenly. There's a trash and it smells. Just have Heavenly smell it. And then give a dirty look. And then someone beautiful like Contessa can come in and actually take out the trash.
Hey, everyone. Before some scrubs magically appear on my body. God, it's amazing how Derek Blanks does that. Can we have a little bit of a powwow?
So they're like, yes, but we could do a group picture. She's like, no.
Here's my thing. I want to do this in the most professional way possible. So I want to talk about the Medgal contribution. And then we came up with a number of how much it was going to cost to do the actual event. It was actually the same as last year, $2,500.
And Quad's like, yes, but we didn't get $2,500 from everybody.
It's like, meaning no, you, no. Toya, meaning you. It's like, no. Wait, who did we not get the $2,500 from? Let me think about that.
Well, look, the first topic is the concern of last year and the last 3 years of me being difficult, and I'm not going to make any excuses because now that I'm the quote-unquote host of the event, I recognize to do it together and everybody just to fall in line, and so I owe you guys an apology, and I am sorry, even though I did donate a crate of wine.
You owe me 2,500 apologies, Toya. So she's like, we might just need you to do like you did us and stiff us on this one, and then we can pick it up next year. Quad's like, Quad's
not having it.
Yeah, she's like this apology's not enough. I don't feel supportive. Yeah, she's like, the last Met Gala when she thought Jackie had it and it was something for Jackie, she didn't want to support it. So Toya, it was good enough for you not to support it, then it's good enough for us not to support it this time.
So Quad's like, what everyone else has given, and I understand you acknowledge it now, but I was trying to tell you this last year, but you couldn't hear me. Toya's like,
well, that was last year, but this year, though.
She's like, you hear it now because you're in your shoes, our shoes. She hears it now because she's in the shoes. She's in the shoes, everyone. She stole the shoes. Where did these shoes come from?
Well, what I wanted to do most of the work, and we get everybody in a situation where we could get corporate sponsors. And they're like, oh, wow, that sounds great, Toya. It's corporate sponsor. Sure. She's like, yeah, because we could be making hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? So I was like, the first commitment we need to do is get the foundation together. And we did. And it's great. And Jackie decided, like, the CEO, the CFO, the CCO, so-so. Who wants to be the so-so?
Heavenly's like, well, what are you?
I'm the CFO.
And they're like, what? Who put you in that position?
And Toya's like, Jackie, I actually wanted you to be the secretary, Quad.
And Quad's like, no, wait a minute. I'm the secretary. I'm up here with a typewriter, baby. I've got a typewriter. I'm a secretary. Oh.
I wrote it on there, which that means that you're the secretary because I wrote it down. It's like, oh, I'm a secretary. Great. Type. Click, click, click. 9 to 5. Really? Jackie, Heavenly's like, I think the way y'all are presenting this is kind of messed up. I mean, this is not the way you do the thing. You know, you don't just come tell somebody they're a secretary. Who does that? Okay, I hear you. I mean, you have a meeting and you ask people what they want to be.
Yeah, and Evelyn's like, why is Toya the CFO? She's got a new house every damn year. Like, make her like CMO, maybe even COO, but definitely not CFO. That's the one thing that Toya should not be anywhere close to.
Toya will be spending that Met Gala money.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not trying to argue with you.
I'm not arguing with you.
But you're being very angry.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Now I can't talk. Now I can just go home if I can't talk because I do have other things to do, Toya. And if you're not going to let me talk, then I'm leaving.
It's like, come on now. You've been talking and talking and over talking. And so Toya's doing pretty good at staying calm when she needs something. But Heavenly is like, no. No.
She's like, okay, you don't have to irritate me today. I'll see you later. Okay, thank you, Simone, whatever your name is. Whatever your name is, lady.
Jackie's like, it's Jackie. My name is Jackie.
Well, you're Simone now. People are confused.
And Quad's like, she said whatever your name is. Heavenly. She's like, thank you for the scrubs, by the way.
And I was like, well, we haven't been able to come to one accord in 12 years.
So Heavenly walks off. And she's like, I've been a part of this for 3 years, and this is not political. This is not professional. This is not how you do anything. She's like, well, we can hold the dude scoffs here, and the person who has the dude scoff can talk. So this is basically like, here's the conch, but it's just a scarf.
Here's the talking scarf.
Well, we can try that. I mean, we can try that if Toya will shut the hell up. I mean, you can hold it. You hold it. You hold the talking scarf, okay?
So they come back to the group, and Heavenly's like,
Jackie said, you are very difficult to work with and very unprofessional.
Jackie's like, I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Well, did you not say these things, Jackie?
No.
You didn't? You didn't, and then you laughed at her. You laughed at her. It was laughable. It tickled you. I remember you being tickled.
By the way, Jackie 100% said these things. We all know it. Jackie's like, no. What was laughable is the 2,500 and how it was the same amount. of money from last year. Isn't that the funniest thing you've ever heard in your life?
No, she didn't freaking pay it.
Jackie's like, right, right. That's what I think. I mean, $2,500. Who would have thought?
Okay, so we're here this year, and I've got the scarf, so I'm going
to
talk.
And Tori's like, nobody gave you the authority to have that thing. Who cares about the scarf?
I'm the CFO. I'm the scarf FO. So I decided that the scarf doesn't matter. Are you trying to ruin this photo shoot? I should have known better. Years ago, I did a breast cancer photo shoot. And we see that. And Jackie's like, do it once, shame on them. Do it twice, shame on me. I should have known. And so Heavenly's like, what have you done, Toya? What have you done?
A website.
Well, it's not live. I don't see a website.
But I did the logo.
You didn't do shit. You didn't do shit.
Could someone take my picture and distract me from this? And then we see the photo shoot. Wow. And then that's the end. That was a pretty breezy episode. I can't believe that. That's where the photo shoot ends. But it was kind of like a transition episode. Like, you know, we start to see the beginnings of this med gala, you know, controversies. They're clearly setting that up, but they're going on the couple's trip in like 5 seconds anyway. So just a coming back from vacation and getting ready to go on a new vacation episode.
Yeah. Well, this has been a fun one. Thanks, everybody. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com for links to live streaming tickets for the Crappies on February 27th. And also go vote for the Crappies. Link is also at Watch What Crappens. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with
Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make way for AJ Lopez.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.